The Indonesian central bank raised interest rates Wednesday in an effort to curb inflation and an expected 20 to 30% government-driven fuel price increase due in the coming weeks. If fuel prices do rise, it'll be a double blow for Indonesia's 235 million people, 38 million of which are living in poverty. The government signalled early last month that it is literally bleeding money to fuel subsidies, where the government offsets the higher price of world oil to keep domestic prices down in diesel, gasoline and kerosene. The subsidies are huge. Indonesia nearly tripled its fuel subsidy spending in the last budget to $14 billion for 2008, about 12% of total state expenditure. But the world price keeps rising, and the government, breaking an election promise, has to act. Ari Padana is an economist from the Centre for Strategic and International Studies in Indonesia.
Just a few months ago, when the world oil price has already been increasing, they should have increased the price a few months ago. The government, especially the president, has already stated that no, we will not increase the fuel price anymore. That was after the big increase in 2005. But I think that was a bit of blunder from the president.
Do you think the people are sensitive to this issue? Do they understand that the burden of the tax breaks, that it's time that the government has to do something?
Yes, compared to 2-3 years ago, more people are more reasonable about this idea. On the other hand, it's also important for the government to give the understanding that they will reallocate the money to support the poorest or the most marginalized part of the society.
Before raising fuel prices in October 2005, the Indonesian government put into place a cash transfer scheme targeting poor and near-poor households. The transfers, quarterly payments of about $30 per household, continued for a year and performed well. Standard Chartered's chief Indonesia economist, Fauzi Iksan, says the poor may well be protected again by a similar scheme.
We had experience last time in 2005 when we increased the oil prices. And then actually, you know, the implementation of the compensation program, especially the so-called cash transfer to the poor household, ran not as bad as we expected.
While domestic economists and families tally the cost of such huge fuel price rises, President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono is also having to reconsider the country's role as a member of the OPEC oil cartel. While it enjoys the status of being the only OPEC member in Southeast Asia, its oil earmarked for export has declined so much over the past few years that it couldn't even support its own domestic needs if called on to do so. The director of Indonesia's Center for Petroleum and Energy Economic Studies, Ketubi, explains.
2007, for example, our crude oil production was only 910,000 barrels a day. At the same time, this country needs crude oil for domestic use around 1.4 million barrels a day. I would say that this country has become a net oil importer. Some people think that Indonesia is still produce a huge amount of crude oil, so why the government should increase fuel price? Why the government pull out from OPEC? But the fact is our crude oil production is very, very low.
Ari Padana from the Center for Strategic and International Studies agrees.
Indonesia used to be an oil-producing country. But for the past 2 or 3 years, we have been a net importer. Yeah, some people do not realize this. So regardless of whether Indonesia is still on the OPEC or not, I don't think that it's the big issue.
There really are more pressing matters than OPEC, these economists agree, and that's the ever-growing $12 billion hole in Indonesia's budget. Standard Chartered's Iksan believes they can revisit their membership later.
Once, of course, I think Indonesia can produce more oil and the production is higher than the consumption, I think we can start thinking about joining OPEC again.